Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Now, here we are with these crescendos and these things happening in the world. You know, the Lord says that he teaches the earth and the people on the earth righteousness during tough times. He just kind of gets us right. Mm. Don't worry about it. God can straighten us out.
Oh, yeah.
And so, the question is, what do you do? And what do you do personally? What would be a plan for you to just begin to say, you know, I want to begin my own personal journey, and I want to start hearing from the Lord. I want to be able to do what God wants during this time and for the rest of my life. Well, the first thing is, think about this. Start with yourself. You know, a lot of people start looking to other people, and they're frustrated with other people because they won't change. And then you first have to understand, you got to be the change you want to see. You have to begin to walk in what presently they refuse to walk in. But once they see you walking in it and they see that it is of God, then they will be drawn to what's happening. So you can't keep blaming why you're not obeying God on other people who refuse to listen to you. Mm-hmm. You need to be the change that you want to see, what God's saying to you. And the first thing you want to do is John 15. You need to abide with him. You need to begin personally. Take a 6-week challenge. This is a simple little plan for you to begin to respond to what God is saying to us and the earth today. Take a 6-week challenge, just say for 6 weeks. You can go to iabide.org, request that simple plan, and it will tell you. I mean, very basic. It's so simple. It's so duplicatable, but yet so powerful because it involves you and God and beginning to walk together and learning to hear his voice. And every day for 6 weeks at a certain time, and it tells you basically even how to set a time up, what you need to do. And God will meet you at that place. If you get serious with God, he'll get serious with you. If you draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. This is not a good idea. This is a God idea. So you begin to abide with him for 6 weeks. And I say abide based on when you read about the abiding plan at iabide.org, you can see firsthand what I'm talking about. And abiding is defined as this. This is how we define it. Is we describe abiding as spending time with God regularly, reading his word, which is the Bible, not a devotion, his word, mm-hmm. hiding his word in your heart, which is memorization. Remember, he says, thy word hath I hid in my heart that I wouldn't sin against you. Mm-hmm. And communicating with him, which means praying, talking, and listening, and obeying what he says or impresses on you to do. Obedience. Right. Let me say it again. We describe abiding as spending time with God regularly, reading his word, the Bible, hiding his word in your heart, Bible memorization, communicating with him, praying, talking, and listening, and obeying what he says or impresses on you to do. It's obedience. So in this, you need to do that for a little bit. Before you just jump the gun because you heard something, because you had a dream, you're going to need to get in tune with God, because the first thing that he normally applies is the word to yourself. Mm-hmm. And we're not qualified to deliver a word. We have yet to walk it out in our own life. And so for 6 weeks, just begin to do that and watch him. It may take a little bit of time, you know, as you're being faithful to God in the 6 weeks, you know, and it's not forever on that day. It's just a specific time for 6 weeks. And you'll find out, it takes 40 days to build a habit, that you'll just start, this is what I do. And you'll find out this is what you're designed to do. And I don't care where you are. Say you're in some large mega gathering, or you're in some small a gathering of a church family. Maybe you're in a house gathering, but wherever you are right now, this is what you can do. You can begin to abide with God. Then after you finish your 6 weeks and you're praying, just like Jesus prayed, he prayed all night to find out who he was going to ask to abide with him, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
Who was going to be his disciples? Who was going to begin to do what he was doing and follow him? And so in that, begin to pray. You know, as you're abiding and you're applying the word to yourself and what God is saying, begin to look around your fellowship and those people who God's laying on your heart. And it could be a businessman or a business lady. It could be a young man or young lady or whatever, I mean, whoever it is. And begin to go to them after God leads you to them and say, listen, this is what I've done in my own personal life. You know, are you willing to take this 6-week challenge on yourself and begin to abide with God? And what you find is you may have 2 or 3 or 5 of you. You don't want to get too large. Jesus had 12. Mm. Yeah, but have a few of you guys, you know, and you're still functioning in your church. You're still functioning under the leadership. You're still rightly connected and loving God and doing what's right and loving the body, but you personally are getting in tune with God. And then now you have maybe four other people, five other people that are taking that six-week challenge that you took. And what you do is say, hey, let's meet together now once a week, and we have all this available for you at iabide.org, and share from that week, because you have probably seven different encounters, if not more, of what God has spoke to you, and just share what God said to you to each other, not what God's saying to you about somebody else.
Right.
What is God saying to you about you?
Mm-hmm.
And then go away for the next week and spend that week abiding with God, then come back together again. And again, we have a simple way to be able to do that, you know, that you want to pray, ask God to speak to you. You want to hide his word in your heart. You want to have a specific place. And we have all these details and stuff there. It's real simple. But for 6 weeks now, you guys are coming together and talking about God like these 10-year-old boys were that we just talked about. And I believe it was our second hour. It was extra hour today, or it was extra hour at the beginning of this hour. That all of a sudden, you're going to be hearing God's voice. And so when you hear somebody else who's hearing God's voice, you'll actually get together and go, amen. That's what right. Amen actually means. It doesn't mean right. that this is the end of the song. It's time to eat a pot roast. It means amen. It bears witness with me.
Mm-hmm.
And what you would have done, you would have developed a small group of abiders, people that are hearing God and obeying God, who have learned to hear his voice. And now you can begin to venture out, and all five of you could begin to go find others in your gathering and challenge them
mm-hmm.
to spend and take the 6 weeks challenge. And then as they do it, meet with them once a week. It could be a different day of the week. And you could have a large portion of your fellowship who God loves and wants to abide with them and wants them to abide with him, begin to just redirect the hearts of that fellowship towards the voice of God. And then all of you guys, or a large portion of you guys, are hearing the voice of God.
Mm-hmm.
And he just begins to speak to you, and he begins to direct you, and it doesn't matter what's happening. Read Revelation. Revelation says, hear what the Spirit says to the church. God's going to warn you. He's going to tell you. He's going to tell you things like a prudent man prepares for what's happening. He'll begin to reveal to you, like 10-year-old boys that are hearing about what's about to happen and what's happening in the earth. He's going to begin to speak to you and show you specifically what to do, where to go, you know, which job to have, which job not to have, how to respond, what message to talk about. And you're going to be so excited. It's an adventure with God. Once you get in tune with the shepherd's voice, once you hear him and you have other people around you who are hearing him, and you come together and you find out it's one God, one Lord, one Spirit, one voice of the Lord. And it's the coming together is a way to bring clarity to what God is saying, because we all know in part and prophesy in part. Then it's just going to be an adventure that starts in your life. It's a way to transition yourself and others in obedience to God. He said in John chapter 15, he says, my Father is the gardener. I, Jesus, am the vine, and you are the branches. If you do not abide in me, if you do not remain in me, that's what that means. You don't remain. If you don't do what I'm talking about, he says, you'll be cut off and thrown into the fire. But if you do abide in me, you'll bear much fruit, and fruit that lasts. He says, this is why I chose you. I chose you to bear fruit, but you can't bear fruit unless you abide in me. What he's saying is this. Listen, if you hang out with me, like I'm describing to you, fruit just happens.
Mm-hmm.
You can relax and just be the church. It is really cool, you know, and God will lead you from that viewpoint. You'd be really surprised. And I'm sure, you know, if you have a pastor that loves the Lord, they're going to be so excited that you're hearing from God. Finally, they're going to ask the question to you, you know, what is God saying to you? And you're going to give them an answer finally.
Right. Right.
There's nothing could be more frustrating, you know, as a minister or a pastor asking people, what's God saying to you? And they go, well, I don't know. Listen, you're supposed to, my sheep know my voice and follow none other. Isn't that cool? So I want to encourage you. There is something you can do right where you are right now. It's to begin to take the 6 week challenge yourself. Abide with God. Go through that simple abiding plan yourself. Now, after you go through that 6 weeks, begin to pray about who does God want you to challenge in your fellowship to do the very same thing for 6 weeks. Gather together once a week to review what is God saying, and celebrate that and move on. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.